As we know, NT Mental Health Week began on the weekend with the Northern Territory Mental Health Coalition encouraging residents and communities across the Northern Territory to get involved. Now, joining me on the line is the NT Mental Health Coalition CEO, Jeff Radford. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you on. Jeff, tell us a little bit more about what Mental Health Week is.
So Mental Health Week is launched on World Mental Health Day, which is today, and it gives us the opportunity to collaborate and have a think about encouraging people to have a think about their mental health. So the purpose of the week is to promote activities and to increase our understanding and reduce the stigma associated with mental ill health.
And what are some of the events that are going to be happening all throughout this week?
We've got a range of events that are up on our website on the calendar. We've got an art exhibition, we've got a dinner, we've got creative writing workshops, NT Network coordinating events, all with the theme of awareness, belonging, connection, which is the theme for 2022. Awareness about understanding what we need to do to boost and maintain our mental well-being.
Yep.
Belonging, so that we're looking out for each other, ensuring that we're feeling safe and supported. And connections about our relationships with friends and families, those we care about, and checking in on each other.
And that is so important, really, isn't it? I mean, we talk a lot on this show and talk a lot, I think, more broadly throughout the community, how important it is as well to really, you know, break down that stigma when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of barriers to people seeking help, and it's really important that we start to notice the signs if people aren't doing so well, or notice in ourselves when we're not doing as well, and reach out to help in the early stages.
And Jeff, you know, do we have a large number of people who do suffer from mental health issues in the Northern Territory?
Absolutely. So mental health affects everybody. Nearly half of Australians, 46%, experience poor mental health in their lifetime, and one in five Australians in a given year. The NT stats look really poor as well, as we have roughly seven times more people dying by suicide than the national average. That's twice as high as the next jurisdiction.
Mm.
You know, the stats show that if you live in a rural and remote area, we experience poorer health outcomes on average.
Yep.
Largely due to reduced access to services. But in the NT, you're more likely to work in a job where you have a higher exposure to risk factors, such as drought, fires or flooding. So if you're working in the farming or mining industries, that includes you, noting that these activities are almost always conducted on rural and remote locations.
Jeff, what are some things that I guess we can do, you know, as community members to sort of keep an eye out for each other and be cognizant that people are suffering?
Yeah, so you can have an event this week that raises awareness, and then have a bit of a conversation around the actions that you can take to look after your own mental health. One of the top of the list is to work on your sleep hygiene.
Yeah.
Now, that's a really important one for me at the moment because I've got a little baby, and it's really crucial that you're able to manage your sleep. The next one is exercise, which releases endorphins for us to improve our mood, gets us out and about. If you spend time in nature, it brings us joy and relaxes us. You can make good choices regarding drugs and alcohol, and surround yourself with positive social relationships. They help us to feel confident and valued. And lastly, reach out for help when things get tough and let someone know that you're struggling.
Yeah.
It could be a friend or a co-worker, but the community mental health sector can also help. They've got services delivering a range of therapeutic and practical supports, helping people to remain in the community and walking alongside people on their journey to recovery.
They are all really, they seem like really sensible bits of advice, but they're actually really, like, they are quite crucial. I mean, you know yourself, when you get to the point where you're totally worn out, your whole outlook on life changes.
Yeah, that's right. And it can be really hard to focus on the positives. But that's something that really keeps us going.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I know that, you know, that, like you've touched on, those rates of suicide and some of the different rates that we've got here in the Northern Territory are very high. Do we have the services and programs that we really need in the Northern Territory when it comes to mental health support? Or is there things that we could be doing a little bit differently or a little bit better?
Well, we're quite fortunate in the Territory when we're in a reform period right now. There's extra money coming in to increase our services. But we've got a widely dispersed population, and delivering services in the NT is complex and really costly. The system's skewed towards really high-intensity services, and the majority of which are those are in Darwin and the urban centres. So there's not enough resourcing to provide care across vast, isolated regions. And all Territorians should be able to access support regardless of where they live. And we need more resources to support people in the early stages when they start to feel anxious and unwell.
Jeff, I mean, if there is anybody out there listening this morning and they're thinking, do you know, I don't feel well, but I don't know where to start, or I don't sort of know what the first step should be, like, what would you say to those people this morning?
I'd say to them, reach out and have a conversation with someone that you trust. Tell them about how you're feeling and make some time to notice about what you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. You can reach out to Team Talk. Their number's 1-800-832-600. And that's people living in the Territory that'll take your phone call and talk you through with it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of, the events that are happening this week for Mental Health Week, where can people find out a bit more info if there is something that they're really keen to get along to?
Yeah, jump on our website, ntmhc.org.au, and click on the Mental Health Week calendar.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate your time this morning, and I think this is a really important week, a really important thing to do, and it is all about those discussions happening. So thank you so much for your time this morning, and no doubt we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Thanks very much, Katie.
Thank you.